Denham. There was a moment of silence, and then Moist, in a faraway voice, "So, definitely not imported purebreds, you think?"
"Bet your life on it, sir," said Groach cheerfully. "Is there a problem, sir?"
"What? No, not at all."
"You sounded a bit disappointed, sir, or something."
"No, I'm fine. No problem," Moist added thoughtfully. "You know, I really have got to get some laundry done, and perhaps some new shoes."
The doors swung open again to reveal not the return of the dogs, but Mr. Pump once more. He picked up the box he'd left and headed on towards Moist.
"Well, we'll be off," said the worshipful master. "Nice to have met you, Mr. Lipvig."
"That's it," said Moist. "Isn't there a ceremony or something?"
"Oh, that's Dolliver, that is," said the worshipful master. "I like to see the old place still standing, really I do, but it's all about the clacks these days, isn't it? Young Tolliver thinks it can all be got going again, but he was just a lad when it all broke down. You can't fix some things, Mr. Lipvig. Oh, you can call yourself postmaster, but where'd you start to get this lot back working? It's an old fossil, sir, just like us."
"Your hat, sir," said Pump.
"What?" said Moist, and turned to where the golem was standing by the dais, patiently with a hat in his hands. It was a postman's peaked hat, in gold, with golden wings. Moist took it and saw how the gold was just paint, cracked and peeling, and the wings were real dried pigeon wings and almost crumbled to the touch. As the golem had held it up in the light, it had gleamed like something from some ancient tomb. In Moist's hands, it crackled and smelled of attics and shed golden flakes. Inside the brim, on a stained label with the words "Bolt and Lock, Military and Ceremonial Outfitters, Peach Pie Street, A.M. Size 7 1/4.
"There is a pair of boots with wings on too," said Mr. Pump, "and some sort of elasticated—"
"Don't bother about that bit," said Groat excitedly. "Where did you find that stuff? We've been looking everywhere for years."
"It was under the mail in the postmaster's office, Mr. Groat."
"Couldn't have been. Couldn't have been," Groat protested. "We've sifted through there dozens of times. I've seen every inch of carpet in there."
"A lot of mail, moved about today," said Moist.
"That is correct," said the golem. "Mr. Lipvig came through the ceiling."
"Ah, so he found it then, eh?" said Groat triumphantly. "See, it's all coming true, the prophecy." "There is no prophecy, Tolliver," said the worshipful master, shaking his head sadly. "I know you think there is, but wishing that someone will come along and sort this mess out one day is not the same as a prophecy. Not really." "We've been hearing the letters talking again," said Groat. "They whisper in the night. We have to read them the regulations to keep them quiet, just like the wizard said." "Yes, well, you know what we used to say. You do have to be mad to work here," said the worshipful master. "It's all over, Tolliver. It really is. The city doesn't even need us any more." "You put the hat on, Mr. Lipvig," said Groat. "It's fate, that turning up like this. You just put it on and see what happens."
"Well, if everyone's happy about it," Moist mumbled. He held the hat above his head, but hesitated. "Nothing is going to happen, is it?" he said. "Only I've had a very strange day."
"No, nothing's going to happen," said the worshipful master. "It never does. Oh, we all thought it would once. Every time someone said they'd put the chandeliers back or deliver the mail, we thought, maybe it's ended. Maybe it really is going to work this time. And young Tolliver there, you made him happy when you put the sign back. Got him excited. Made him think it'd work this time. It never does, though, because this place is cursed."
"That's cursed with an extra ed?"
"Yes, sir. The worst kind. No, put your hat on, sir. It'll keep the rain off at least."
Moist prepared to lower the hat, but as he did so, he was aware that the old postmen were drawing back.
"You're not sure," Moist yelled, waving a finger. "You're not actually sure, are you? All of you. You're thinking, maybe this time it will work, right? You're holding your breath, I can tell. Hope is a terrible thing, gentlemen."
He lowered the hat.
"Feeling anything?" said Groat after a while.
"It's a bit scratchy," said Moist.
"Ah, that'd be some amazing mystic force leaking out, eh?" said Groat desperately.
"I don't think so," said Moist. "Sorry."
"Most of the postmasters I served under hated wearing that thing," said the worshipful master as everyone relaxed. "Mind you, you've got the height to carry it off. Postmaster Atkinson was only 5 feet one,